my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and welcome to Thursday. This week is flying by. One reason, it has been our 41st annual National Youth Conference, and today it comes to a close. Oh, let's see, there'll be some more competition this morning, and there'll be some preaching this morning, and there'll be some singing this morning, and there'll be a lot of awards this morning, and there'll be a closing video, and the prayer of dedication as we leave out, and about 11 o'clock, I'm sure, if maybe a little before that, they'll get on buses, and some will stay for a day or two in our area and see the sights around here. Then they'll get on planes, and they'll get on buses, and they'll get in vans, and they'll get in cars, motorcycles. I hope not. But whatever it is, you pray for teenagers. Please pray, if you will, over the next several days that there'll be safety in travel. What a Savior. Now, there's a great song. It's a short song, but you'll love it as the singers sing on this Thursday. I love that song. My dad, he bought us a phonograph, and from old Sears in Roebuck, and he was part of the Record of the Month Club, and I can remember the Revival Time singers. And nothing has to do with this Revival Time broadcast, but the old Revival Time singers, they would sing that. And even as a kid, it's a crazy thing to think this as a teenager. I'd get in my bed at night and I'd sleep for a little bit and couldn't sleep for some reason. I must be a nervous guy. Still, same thing. I wander around the house and I study and I pray and I do things in the middle of the night. But I, as a teenager, I'd get cold. We had a wall heater, and I'd go to that living room and the wall heater to heat at the house. I'd lay down there and I'd turn that record player on real low. I'd turn the one speaker off. The other one, I put my ear right down there. I can remember, Ethan, hearing these revivals. We have that record here and we've preserved it. It's on the radio once. I hear those. I remember it exactly. And they would sing this, "Oh, what a Savior. Thank God for salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Oh, what a Savior. Well, we're in 2 Peter 2, And I sort of advanced it yesterday. I was supposed to only talk about Sodom and Gomorrah, and I sort of pushed Lot into that. That was supposed to be today's, but that's okay. I want to continue with Lot a little bit today because I want to do my very best in kindness to warn us. We are changing so quickly. We're changing politically. We're changing morally. We're changing in our churches. Oh, and we're going to destroy everything. And our kids and grandkids aren't going to inherit this mess. Here's a song, Stepping Out in Faith. Right after the song, we're in 2 Peter chapter 2. Go ahead, young people. All three of these are graduates of Golden State. Years ago, they made this CD.
Abraham believed the holy promise. Noah had the faith to build an ark. Elijah called the fire down from heaven. Daniel trusted God with all his heart. Moses led God's children out of Egypt, following the one who knows the way. Peter had the courage to start walking, and just like them, I'm stepping out in faith.
I'm stepping out in faith.
I'm walking on the water, trusting in the Father, knowing He'll be with me all the way.
I'm stepping out in faith.
Though winds will blow against me, I will claim the victory, resting in His all-sufficient grace. I'm stepping out in faith.
Oh, I don't have to fear what comes tomorrow, or know exactly what the future holds. For the God of all creation goes before me, and I can rest assured He's in control. So I'll just keep on walking on this journey, following the one who knows the way. And though sometimes my faith may start to waver, I'll take the leap, I'm stepping out in faith.
I'm stepping out in faith. I'm walking on the water, trusting in the Father, knowing He'll be with me all the way. I'm stepping out in faith. Though winds will blow against me, I will claim the victory, resting in His all-sufficient grace. I'm stepping out in faith.
I'm stepping out in faith.
I'm walking on the water, trusting in the Father, knowing He'll be with me all the way.
I'm stepping out in
faith. Though winds will blow against me, I will claim the victory, resting in His all-sufficient grace. I'm stepping out in faith. I'm walking on the water, trusting in the Father. Though winds will blow against me, I will claim the victory. I'm walking on the water, trusting in the Father, knowing He'll be with me all the way. I'm stepping out in faith, in faith.
You know, my heart aches when I read about Lot. He was a good man. He really was. The Bible says he was a just man. And the Bible says, and that's in verse 7, and delivered just Lot, vexed with this filthy conversation of the wicked. He was a just man. He was a fair man. He really was. You know what else he was? He was a righteous man. For that righteous man, verse 8, dwelling among them. I don't want to be one that, that's all Lot, that old wicked bum. And I don't want to be that way toward any person. I hurt when I see pastors change. I just hurt. I ache. Because I know they're smarter than I am. I'm not saying I'm smart. I've lived long enough to know you begin to change. And you begin to nibble away at things. And there's no stopping it. You know, my president of my college, and I quote it all the time, he would tell us, whether it was about America or our churches, when you change the foundational principles of any organization, you always announce it doom. It's doom. I have the tenets of Harvard Bible College, because it was a Bible college. The Ivy League schools were Bible colleges, started by the Congregationalists, started by the Presbyterians, started by the Baptist, started by the Presbyterians, Princeton. All were Bible colleges for the purpose of getting young people to understand and know the Bible. There's no Bible at Harvard. It began in 1632. No Bible there now. They're marching against, and they're saying death to the Jew, death to Israel. What in the world? How in the world can this be? Well, you see, they changed their foundational principles, where the goal was to Christianize the heathen of the nation of America and the Indians especially, they said. Now they and their students were to be two times a day to be proficient in the Word of God, studying the Bible. Now they reject the Bible. I was on Yale's campus years ago, and Jonathan Edwards Hall, the great preacher of Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God, who preached the first great awakening, a girl hung her head out of the men's dorm, what was no longer men's dorm, it was mixed dorms. And she was shouting across the green there out of that dormitory. It was in memory of a great man of God, swearing, blaspheming, calling another student's name and asking him to come here and just blaspheming, swearing on a Bible college campus. How does that happen? That was a righteous place, Yale. That was a righteous place, Harvard. That was a righteous place by the Baptist Brown University. That was and then they had a week of nudity. Go to class nude. Baptist Bible College, started by the Baptist. You stop and think of this. How in the world does this happen? Well, he was a just man, Lot. He was a righteous man, but just seeing and hearing. We put these kids in these schools and universities that are anti-God and tell them that maybe you're really a girl and you're not a boy. And the Title IX with the president has changed now. That we won't even go into it. But how's that? Well, the same thing happens in church. We begin to believe that the sanctuary, the house of God, is not that important. So we close down Wednesday night, or we close down Sunday school, or we close down Sunday night. No, don't ever. Not less, more. So much the more as we see the day approaching. And we change our position on the sanctuary. And we change our position on the scriptures. And you hear how to lead your people away from the King James Bible. Well, do we have a pure word that's been preserved? Do we not have a pure Bible? Then why are we doing this church thing? Why are we going to the sanctuary if we don't have a pure book? It's full of errors. And then our songs change, and the great hymns of the faith die. Or we change the tune, or we change the, you know, some delivery of it. Why are we the hymns of the faith? Great is thy faithfulness. I sing the mighty power of God. Holy, holy, holy. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh, why do we do this? And we change our personal standards. And I don't like the word standards, but I do like the Bible words purity and holiness and godliness and righteousness. And God wants us to live righteous in this evil world. And it seems like now we're saying, okay, you can have the wine. You can dress like you want. You can act like you want. You can do the God thing on Saturday. You can do it on Friday. You can do it on Thursday. Get it out of the way so you have Sunday for yourself. Friends, we're corrupting ourselves living amongst us. We're to be different. We're to let our light shine before men. Have a great day, friend.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcasts and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.